Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's hear the top stories for today. Telecom operator Reliance Jio has crossed the 300 million customers mark in 2.5 years of its operations. The milestone was reached on March 2nd. Queries sent to Jio on the matter remained unanswered. However, in its television commercials during the ongoing IPL season, Jio is shown celebrating 300 million users. Raising doubts over the credibility of EVMs, a number of opposition parties on Sunday said they will move the Supreme Court again to demand verification of at least 50% of votes by paper trail. Opposition parties including the Congress, Telugu Desam Party, Samajwadi Party, CPI and CPIM jointly addressed a press conference to highlight the issue of transparency in the election process and protection of voter rights with a call to save democracy. Cash-strapped Jet Airways crisis seems to have benefited rival SpiceJet. The low-cost airline is hiring Jet Airways engineers and pilots at a much lower pay than their current compensation. According to reports, Jet Airways pilots have been asked to take salary cuts of 25% to 30%, while engineers have been settling at 50% of their current pay. As many as 344 infrastructure projects, each worth ₹150 crore or more, have shown cost overruns to the tune of over ₹3.16 lakh crore owing to delays and other reasons, a report said. Of these 1,424 projects, 344 reported cost overruns and 384 time escalation. Facebook Inc. more than doubled the money it spent on Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg's security in 2018 to $22.6 million, a regulatory filing showed on Friday. Zuckerberg has drawn a base salary of $1 for the past 3 years, and his other compensation was listed at $22.6 million, most of which was for his personal security. India's Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities were the most travelled destinations in 2018, according to a trends report based on bookings done through Paytm Travel. The report said that the Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities accounted for about 60% of growth in domestic travel last year. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.